This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a partly cloudy sky, 69 degrees. KNSS breaking news. One person is dead, another seriously injured in a one-car crash in East Wichita this morning. Around 4:45, first responders were called to the 300 block of South Oliver. The report of an injury accident with persons trapped. Two persons were pinned in the wreckage. One of them pronounced dead at the scene, the other in serious condition. Authorities have released footage of a person of interest jumping off a roof at Utah Valley University as they continue to search for the person who shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Fox's Chanley Painter reports.
Investigators say they got a palm print and shoe impressions at that moment. Then they say the person of interest moved around the parking lot into a nearby wooded area where they found a high-powered bolt-action rifle. The Utah Department of Public Safety also releasing a series of new photos showing a person of interest in a long black shirt that appears to have an American flag and eagle on it. And new video obtained by TMZ is reported to show the shooter before the assassination walking in a neighborhood, apparently dragging his foot, possibly hiding the gun.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox suggested officials would seek the death penalty for the shooter. Two people were reported with critical injuries following a crash involving a Jeep and a motorcycle in southeast Wichita Thursday night at Pawnee and George Washington. Investigators say it appears the Jeep turned in front of the motorcycle. The motorcycle rider and a passenger in the Jeep were hospitalized. Three students were arrested after a firearm was found a Thursday inside a backpack at Mays High School.
School officials were made aware of a possible student with a gun and called 911 for assistance. Mays police officers spent around 2 hours questioning students and tracking down information. The handgun, which was loaded, was located by the officers. Three 15-year-old students were taken into custody on weapons charges. Two of the teens were transported to juvenile detention. A third was ordered to appear in court. No threats were made, and the students' names have not been released. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The man who attempted to assassinate President Donald Trump last year has his first day in court.
Acting as his own attorney, Ryan Ruth delivered an opening statement so rambling the judge cut him off early. The prosecution's first witness, Secret Service agent Robert Furcano, testified he was part of then-candidate Trump's security detail during a 2024 golf outing when he spotted Ruth's weapon, a Chinese-made Norinco SKS rifle, pointing at him through a fence. During cross-examination, Ruth pointed out that he had fired no shots and asked whether the agent had been harmed in any way. Furcano replied, "Mentally, I have to live with the fact that you pointed a weapon in my face." In Fort Pierce, Florida, Jonathan Siri, Fox News.
Wichita's Exploration Place is setting attendance records with more than 400,000 visitors a year. President and CEO Adam Smith tells KNSS News construction is underway on the museum's new playground.
We broke ground in June of 2024, and there's been this whole period of time. There's just a lot of earth moving going on and laying conduit, and it's not very exciting. But in the past month, what's happened is all the play equipment has arrived. It's all come from Europe, actually. We have two vendors in Denmark and one in Germany. So we've been through this whole process of worrying about tariffs, but finally we got the stuff here.
Adam Smith is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. A teacher in Salina arrested Tuesday has been formally charged in court. 47-year-old Amanda Freeman made her first appearance in Saline County District Court Thursday, where she was charged with child endangerment and furnishing alcohol and other drugs to minors. Bond was set at $33,500. A key Russian ally has persuaded the United States to ease up on sanctions a bit.
Belarus has freed 52 political prisoners as the United States announced it was lifting sanctions on the isolated country's national airline. The close ally to Russia has been repeatedly slapped with Western sanctions, both for its crackdown on human rights and allowing Russia to use its territory in the invasion of Ukraine. Belarus national air carrier Belavia was sanctioned by the European Union, the U.S. and others after Belarusian flight controllers ordered a commercial jet traveling from Greece to Lithuania to land in Minsk so they could arrest a dissident journalist who was on board. John Saucier, Fox News.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is reportedly asked to return to Congress to answer questions about deleted emails.
The emails reportedly uncovered by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul shows the former White House COVID-19 czar asking colleagues to delete messages. During his testimony to a House subcommittee last year, Fauci said three times that he had never deleted official government records. Senator Paul previously referred Fauci for federal prosecution based on lying to Congress about the Wuhan grants for gain-of-function research on coronaviruses. The Republican has demanded a trove of emails, text messages, and other communications from Fauci between 2018 and 2023 as part of his panel's ongoing probe. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Leaders of a Georgia-based church are charged with stealing from parishioners serving in the military.
House of Prayer Christian Churches of America founder Ronnie Dennis and seven others are facing federal charges of conspiring to commit bank fraud and wire fraud and other federal crimes. Prosecutors say the church raked in $23 million in benefits by enrolling soldiers and others in seminary programs that used up their GI Bill education benefits. And they claim parishioners' names were used on fraudulent mortgage applications that the church then rented to its members. In addition, prosecutors say they're not even sure Ronnie Dennis is the church leader's real name, claiming he took that name after stealing someone's identity in 1983. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Of course, earlier we were talking about it. We had that fatality traffic accident just north of Kellogg on Oliver. Probably best to avoid that for the next couple of hours as they're doing the investigation there. But again, that's Oliver, just north of Kellogg. Avoid that area this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, we're kicking off your Friday morning nice and quiet. Wake up temperatures in the middle 60s, but as we head towards the afternoon, expect a high of 91 degrees with those mostly sunny skies. Gusty winds from the south-southwest, gusting up to 25 to 30 at times. Definitely going to sweat a little bit today, and possibly even as we head into your Saturday, still going to be seeing those highs reaching in the low 90s. But then as we head into your Sunday, we're going to be watching out for those isolated to widely scattered storms heading into the evening hours. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now a clear sky. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour, 68 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning, Friday, September 12th. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
A sunny day across south central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature, 90 degrees, normal high, 85. Got a little bit toasty when I was out walking yesterday afternoon. On this date in 2008, nature showered south central Kansas with all kinds of attention when numerous thunderstorms inundated the area with 5 to 12 inches of rain. Hardest hit was Wichita, where the west, northwest, and north sides of the air capital were inundated by 10 to 12 inches. Midcontinent Airport, now Eisenhower, set an all-time daily rainfall record by measuring 10.31 inches. This easily swamped the very old record of 6.82 inches. That was measured on June 8th in 1923. So, you know, we talk about, hey, we got a good rain. It's an inch and a half. Hey, we got 12 inches that one day. Wow. That was in 2008. And again, September 12th on this date, 72 years ago. This was 1953. John F. Kennedy married Jacqueline Bouvier, and they were together for 10 years until his assassination on November 22nd, 1963, John F. Kennedy and Jackie. And when we were, those of us who were young at the time thought this was something else.
These two, that was a power couple in their
young,
day.
They were young. They looked like movie stars. Mm-hmm. You know, we were used to Ike and Mamie, and God bless them. They were great people. But these people were half their age almost. So It was quite a time. The Kansas State Fair will reopen parking this morning at 10. Lots A and B on State Fair Road will be accessible from Main Street. Lot C on Plum Street will remain closed with limited access to handicap parking, media VIP parking, and will call. Now, shuttle service will continue beginning at 7:30, as they've been doing almost all week. Final buses will depart from the fairgrounds at 11:30 p.m., and shuttles will run approximately every 15 minutes. Been a tough fair.
Yeah, it has been.
Dealing with the wet grounds and all. And the last day is the 14th, which is what, Sunday? Yeah.
Yep.
Stephen's had a morning here on KNSS, and we got a sad note this morning. I don't know if you've seen this or not, Ted. Robert Eugene Bob Walterscheid has died.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yes. He passed away on the 8th. And, of course, he had a great career in sales, advertising, producer for films and training videos, including the first TV commercial for Pizza Hut.
Yep, yeah.
It was pretty rudimentary stuff. Putt-putt to the Pizza Hut.
It was great.
But it was a great commercial. I remember the slogan.
Sure.
Putt-putt to the Pizza Hut. And, of course, he was involved in the film King Kung Fu. Great friend of Tom Leahy, the late Tom Leahy, Major Astro. And that when we were honoring Tom several years ago at the Boathouse, Walterscheid told a story about filming a commercial that I still laugh every time I hear it, every time he mentions it.
One of the greatest punchlines I've ever heard
life. I was telling somebody that story the other day. I couldn't get the punchline out. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Now, this is death. I don't want to overdo it, but it was very, very funny.
That room laughed for about 5 minutes. Yeah. And that's not, I'm not exaggerating. People just kept laughing.
Here I am laughing again. Bob was born in Wellington, Kansas. Graduated from St. Anthony Grade School in 1947 here in Wichita, I think that is, and Cathedral High School in 51. He had a storybook marriage to Mary Catherine Gard. And they shared 69 years of marriage before her passing. Bob Walterscheid dead now at the age of, 92. Yeah, he was a treat. Every time I was around him, I just had good feelings. He had good stories to tell, and he was a fun guy.
Man, we've lost two Wichita legends now.
But he and Bucky Walters
and Bob Walterscheid.
Wow.
Man.
Two big ones in 1 week.
No kidding.
All right. 6:16 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, we're heading into the football weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs home opener is Sunday afternoon. It's a Super Bowl rematch from 7 months ago. Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Chiefs coming off that season-opening loss in Brazil want to get in the win column. Yeah. Chiefs are a 1.5-point underdog. It's expected to be a close game Sunday afternoon. Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Chiefs Radio Network, live coverage at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 3:25 Sunday. And that is right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, we've got Mitch Holtis live with us 2 hours from now for the big Chiefs preview. So be sure to be with us here in the 8 o'clock hour for that. Good stuff as the Chiefs get ready for their home opener. We have college football tonight for Kansas State. Wildcats are on the road visiting the Wildcats. K-State at Arizona. Arizona is off to a 2-0 start. This is the non-conference finale for K-State. K-State has had some struggles so far this season. Arizona is 2-0, and yet Kansas State is a 1.5-point favorite on the road.
Really?
Somebody in Vegas knows something.
They know something
that I don't know.
Yeah.
K-State did beat Arizona handily, 31-7 last year in Manhattan. Now the rematch in Tucson. Let's see. K-State, live coverage of K-State at 6 o'clock this evening. The game will kick off at 8 p.m. tonight. And that is on your home for K-State football, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State has played 7 times at Arizona. Only one win ever. That was in 1969, 56 years ago. See if K-State can do it tonight. No Jayhawks this weekend. KU has an off week this weekend. College football. Pittsburgh State, the Gorillas, are ranked 16th in the nation, and an elite matchup tomorrow afternoon in Pittsburgh as the opponent is third-ranked Grand Valley State. First visit ever in the regular season for Grand Valley into Pittsburgh between these two giants. Home opener for the Gorillas. 4 o'clock kickoff tomorrow afternoon in southeast Kansas. Fort Hays State is ranked number 22 in the nation, hosting undefeated Nebraska Kearney. That'll be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Hayes. Friends University is off to a 2-0 start. Falcons are ranked 12th in the nation. Friends hosting Bethel at 6 o'clock tomorrow night on the west side of Wichita. Friends coming off those two wins to begin the season, outscoring their opponents 71-0. So we'll see how Friends keeps doing. See if they can get another shutout.
You bet.
Southwestern is ranked 14th in the nation, off to a 2-0 start. Mound Builders hosting Evangel. That'll kick off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Both teams are undefeated, off to a 2-0 start. JUCO football. Butler Community College is off to a 1-0 start. Home opener in El Dorado tomorrow night. 15th-ranked Butler hosting Ellsworth, Iowa. Dennis Higgins will have that one at 6:30 tomorrow evening with live coverage, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The big JUCO matchup is in Hutchinson tomorrow, final Saturday of the state fair. You've got number one Hutchinson hosting number two-ranked Iowa Western, the Blue Dragons and the Reavers, two best teams in the nation. That'll kick off at noon tomorrow in Hutchinson for that one.
Yes.
Huge. High school, we are in week two of high school football, and we have some good matchups here in week two, including the biggest is Wellington at Andale. Those two go at it. Garden Plain is at Conway Springs. It's another huge matchup. Here in the City League, you've got Wichita East visiting Wichita Northwest. And some of the other games include Marion hosting Douglas, Cedarvale and Dexter visiting Flint Hills. Canton Galva is at Hutchinson Central Christian. If you want to get all the action and a roundup for week two of high school football, you've got the high school football scoreboard show. That'll be at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're on KFH. All right, let's go to baseball. The Kansas City Royals lose 3-2 at Cleveland last night. So the Royals drop 3 out of 4 in Cleveland. Next up for the Royals, they have to visit the first-place Philadelphia Phillies, a team that has won 4 in a row. 5:45 p.m. today, right here on KNSS. And then tomorrow, 5 p.m. on KFH. Sunday afternoon, 12:30 on KFH. The Royals right now are 5 games behind the Houston Astros for a playoff spot, and there's only 15 games to go. Analytics giving the Royals a 1.6% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
The odds are long. After another
loss, the other guy's got to collapse.
Yeah. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge losing 2-0 at Corpus Christi at Whataburger Field last night. Wichita loses, Tulsa loses. So, we're going into the final 3 games of the season. Wichita is still 1 game behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with 3 games to go. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll know by Sunday whether or not Wichita will get to host a playoff game on Tuesday night. Gotta somehow catch up to Tulsa. And we have some Shocker activities going on. The Shockers at the Kansas State Fair, featuring Shocker Wichita State coaches, players, and athletic director Kevin Saul. They'll all be up at the State Fair in Hutchinson. And that's going to be on the radio at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning on KFH. Shockers at the Kansas State Fair. Tune into that. Be a lot of good stuff going on from the fair with the Shockers.
It'll be fun.
Speaking of Wichita State, Shocker volleyball team. 2 matches yesterday in Cookeville, Tennessee. 2 sweeps. Sweeps over Radford and Tennessee Tech, the host. Shocker volleyball off to a 5-2 start on the season and now on a 3-match winning streak. We'll play again today. And a happy birthday today to one of the greats for the Chiefs. Daron Cherry is 66 today. Great free safety for the Chiefs his entire 11-year career throughout the 1980s. 6-time Pro Bowl player. 15 career fumble recoveries. That's 3rd all-time in Chiefs franchise history. 50 career interceptions. Whoa. That's also 3rd all-time in Chiefs history.
Yeah.
He is among 26 NFL players all-time with 50 interceptions. In 1987, he was named to the Chiefs' 25-year all-time team. And he is on the NFL 1980s all-decade team. And, of course, he's in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. The great safety, Daron Cherry. He is 66 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Smash a Yumpkin pumpkin on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour at WBC East's newly remodeled patio. Or grab a pizza outside, shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. When you think patio, gotta think Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Should you leave the TV on when you're going to sleep? That's coming up. Traffic and weather as well. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Friday morning. Two teens have been arrested after shots were fired outside a Quick Trip at 13th and Tyler Wednesday afternoon. Investigators say five girls from Northwest High went to the store to purchase items from the suspects. A confrontation began between the girls and the suspects inside a bathroom before moving to the parking lot, where an 18-year-old boy produced a handgun and fired one round in the air. The two boys drove off but were located in El Dorado and taken into custody.
A man was killed in a hit-and-run crash in Barton County.
It happened just after 6:30 Wednesday night when 58-year-old Curtis Krager was struck by a vehicle just outside of the Great Bend city limits. He was transported to an area hospital where he later died from his injuries. Thursday morning, a vehicle matching a description given by witnesses was stopped by deputies. The sheriff's office said a 17-year-old was taken into custody and booked on suspicion of second-degree murder. Two passengers, ages 17 and 14, were also booked on accessory to murder charges. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Conservative activist Charlie Kirk will be receiving an award from President Trump. Fox's Kevin Cork has more from the nation's capital.
As the president, and indeed much of the country, continues to mourn the murder of the influential conservative activist, the president also announced that he plans to honor Kirk posthumously with the nation's highest civilian honor.
I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Meantime, the Vice President, J.D. Vance, Second Lady Usha Vance, and some of Charlie's closest friends flew with his casket aboard Air Force Two to Phoenix, Arizona. The president also signaled that Kirk's funeral may be next weekend in Arizona and that whenever it is held, he will indeed attend.
The search continues for the person who shot and killed the conservative activist. Authorities have released footage of a person of interest.
Uber is being sued by the federal government again.
The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division accuses Uber of discriminating against passengers with disabilities, violating federal law. The lawsuit claims Uber drivers routinely refuse to serve individuals with disabilities, including those traveling with service animals or stowable wheelchairs. The ride-hailing giant also accused of charging additional fees for passengers needing special accommodations. Uber says it has a zero-tolerance policy for confirmed service denials and fundamentally disagrees with the allegations. The company settled a previous DOJ lawsuit alleging it overcharged passengers with disabilities. A Federal Trade Commission case filed earlier this year accuses Uber of deceptive billing and cancellation practices. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Construction is underway on a big new playground at Wichita's Exploration Place. President and CEO Adam Smith tells KNSS News the hands-on science museum is doing great in its 25th year.
I do want to say that I know that because we have an admission charge, sometimes people are concerned that people that are in financial need can't come to Exploration Place. But we do have a lot of programs to help with that. 26,000 people came to Exploration Place for free last year, and we'll continue programs like that to make sure it's accessible to everybody.
Adam Smith is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. And now a look at the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, we're kicking off your Friday morning nice and quiet. Wake up temperatures in the middle 60s, but as we head towards the afternoon, expect a high of 91 degrees with those mostly sunny skies. Gusty winds from the south-southwest, gusting up to 25 to 30 at times. Definitely going to sweat a little bit today, and possibly even as we head into your Saturday, still going to be seeing those highs reaching in the low 90s. But then as we head into your Sunday, we're going to be watching out for those isolated to widely scattered storms heading into the evening hours. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
And now we have a clear sky, south wind at 8 miles per hour, 68 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:35, Steve and Ted in the morning. This is Steve and Ted show number 7,012. Of course, we had our 7,000th show just the other day, and had a lot of guests on. Had a great time and celebrating 7,000. That's almost, 28 years on the air as a team. A long time. This is, as I said, September 12th on this date, 59 years ago, 1966. The Monkees TV show premiered on NBC.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. These guys were supposed to be the American answer to the Beatles.
Right.
And I don't know if any of them
lead singer was British.
I don't know if any of them could even play an instrument. But they have fun little songs. And
there were some catchy songs.
Yeah.
And that was a nice very songs. Popular TV show.
Yeah, the Monkees. I didn't think it was all that funny, but then there you go. I was a teenager. I didn't think anything was funny. All right. The Monkees.
At one point, they were selling more albums than the Beatles.
I don't doubt
some
that.
Some of that stuff's pretty catchy.
Something strange happening at a British zoo. The hatching of 8 iguana babies with an unusual parentage. They have no father. The exotic zoo in Telford, England, said the female cask-headed iguana laid a clutch of fertilized eggs despite having never shared an enclosure with a male of her species. The eggs hatched in late August, and the zoo is now caring for 8 babies, which are all genetic clones of their mother. Scott Adams, the zoo's director, hailed the hatchings as one of the rarest events in the animal kingdom.
Some kind of wacky biology going on there.
A statement provided to CBS News. No explaining that one.
That lady iguana can make her own babies.
No kidding. All right, Stephen, 10 in the morning here, 6:37 on a Friday morning. And, hey, my wife last night prepared for us her pot roast.
Oh, nice.
It gets better every time. It was absolutely fantastic.
Well, that's just top notch right there.
A lot of taters in there left over. Oh, man. Kind of a stew out of it. Yikes. Anyway, there you go. It's 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. And time for us to check our commodities update this morning.
Here's a guy who likes a pot roast.
Oh, no kidding. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. And you are making me hungry. Now, the live cattle and the feeder cattle traded two-sided Thursday with large trading ranges from $5 to over $7. The closes for the cattle complex was triple-digit gains, but did come well off the session highs. The average weekly steer carcass was 953 pounds last week. That was up 1 pound from the previous week, up 20 pounds from a year ago. Cash cattle in the feed yards is trading at lower prices than last week, and the lean hogs traded and closed two-sided yesterday. October and December lean hogs made new contract highs. At the close, October live cattle $1.12 higher, $232.27. October feeders $1.95 higher, $352.35. And October lean hogs $1.35 higher, $98.17. Now, weekly export sales were disappointing for the wheat and corn Thursday. CONAB has increased the size of this year's Brazil corn and soybean crops, and after trading lower, the wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed positive yesterday. Now, today at 11 o'clock is the monthly WASDE grain report. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's unchanged at $5.10. December corn, 2 cents higher at $4.21.5. November beans up a half a penny at $10.34. October crude oil trading 90 cents higher at $63.27. December gold, $12 higher at $3,685.5. September S&P, 4.25 points lower at $6,588. December dollar index, 14 cents higher at $97.27. And September Dow Jones futures, 82 points lower at $46,059. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, if you had a look at the whole week commodity trading-wise, which is what you do, how would you grade the week? Did you have a good week, a bad week, a medium week, or do you care?
I would call it a medium week. With the grain report coming out today, that made the trading in the grains kind of quiet this week. The cattle complex, it was interesting. We had a lot of ups and downs this week. A little concerned that maybe the top's been put in this cattle market. So it's been kind of a mediocre week.
Well, just on Wall Street, I know Wall Street's not your big thing, but good gravy. I'm worried now it's getting too high. I mean, it needs to be corrected.
Well, yesterday we broke through that 46,000. Yeah. Mark and had a strong close at 617 points higher.
Man.
We also saw the S&P once again close at record levels yesterday. So, yes, we're seeing a lot of strength over there, giving us plenty of room underneath if it does decide to correct.
Yeah, I'm worried now that anything can happen. Okay. Tom, have a good
one. Well, next week, hopefully, we hear the Feds lower the interest rate.
Well, if that happens, we'll deal with it. All right. Thank you, Tom. We'll check with you next week. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Family versus finances, finding balance. That's on the way. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS. 6:45 now here on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Two people critically injured after a motorcycle and Jeep collide in southeast Wichita.
Two.
Three students arrested after a gun found in a backpack at Mays High School.
One.
A manhunt for a person of interest in the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, quick correction. That traffic accident, fatal traffic accident we had earlier was the 300 block of Oliver, but that's up in Kee-Chai. So here in the Wichita area, actually things rolling through that area just fine out there. Again, that was in Kee-Chai on Oliver that we had that fatal traffic accident. If you happen to be up there, that's an area you'll want to avoid. Right now, just starting to get some heavier traffic on the traffic cameras. Just not really seeing it slowing down anywhere just yet. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 92 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 70. Saturday mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 90 degrees. And then looking ahead to Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny, but a 20% chance for rain and a high of 86 degrees. Now clear 68 degrees. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour. And the weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Live acoustic music on the patio every Friday and Saturday night starting at 8 p.m. So 8 p.m. tonight on the patio at The Monarch. That's where you need to be. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in Delano. 6:47 now, Steve and Ted, and police have arrested a man accused of killing an elderly couple, burning down their house, and then using their credit cards.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man wanted for torturing and killing an elderly couple and then setting their home on fire has been taken into custody in New York City. The NYPD arresting 42-year-old Jamel McGriff in Times Square after he allegedly used one of the victim's credit cards. Police say McGriff arrived in the Belrose section of Queens Monday morning and began knocking on doors, asking to come inside and charge his phone before eventually getting into the home of Frank and Maureen Alton, both in their 70s. He was seen on video leaving the house 5 hours later carrying two bags. 15 minutes after that, fire officials were on the scene, the house in flames. Mr. Alton was found tied to a pole in the basement with stab wounds on his body. Mrs. Alton was found badly burned on the first floor. According to police, McGriff was out on parole following a 16-year prison sentence for a 2006 robbery. He was charged in 2024 for failing to register as a sex offender and is also wanted in two armed robberies this summer in Manhattan. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Another strong close on the stock market Thursday.
The major averages finishing at record highs with the Dow closing above the 46,000 level for the first time ever. Inflation rose modestly last month, but at the same time, data showed that claims for unemployment benefits surged, signaling a cooling labor market and reinforcing bets that the Fed will slash interest rates at its meeting next week. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors rose, with healthcare the best performer, while energy lagged. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and United Health. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Cisco, and Amazon. The Dow up 617 points, the Nasdaq higher by 157, S&P 500 up 55. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Family versus finances, finding the balance. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, next month is National Financial Planning Month. Woohoo! There are many aspects of financial planning, and it all begins at home. Money and family often collide, from housing choices to career moves to child care and unexpected emergencies. financial realities frequently clash with family priorities. When family comes first, planning helps keep both money and relationships secure. Money, like love, carries emotion. Overspending to meet every want and need can lead to debt and stress, while you know, tightening purse strings can leave loved ones feeling overlooked. The goal isn't choosing family or finances, it's just aligning them. First of all, define your values. Talk openly about what matters most for your family. Shared priorities reduce conflict. Budget wisely. Cover essentials, of course, plan family experiences, and include an emergency cushion. Plan for the unexpected. Medical and funeral costs can be devastating without some sort of savings backup. Manage risk. Insurance for life, long-term care, and elder care can ease difficult transitions. Get a professional with some for some guidance. A CFP professional can help families set spending priorities, build safety nets, and establish healthy financial boundaries. Balancing families and finances isn't about perfection. It's all about making thoughtful choices that protect stability and strengthen connection. With careful planning and professional support, you can secure your finances while cherishing what truly matters most. That's love, health, and time together. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Donna, you worked in television for several years.
I did.
And I just noticed something last night. I was watching Storm Team 12 and the news last night, and they were up to – the anchors were up in Hutch. And
just for the fair or for
at
some
the
weather?
Fair, and they had that set where the back of them is open to the fairway, right?
Okay.
And some guy came up back there
and started
positioned himself perfectly.
Yeah, there's off, always some glute
yeah. off of somebody's right of the left shoulder, and just continued to stare into the mm-hmm. camera with his little hat on that had a politician's name on it. I'm not going to say who, but just stare right in the camera. And he knew how to position himself so he could be in the right
place. Oh, of course,
place.
Of course.
So anyway, they did their thing, and then they threw it to Ross at the studio and then went back up there, and the guy's still there, just looking over their shoulder. It's amazing. And you've seen this. I did a little TV show one time. We would go out on location to small towns.
Right, right.
And that camera would show up on a corner, and pretty soon every car in town was coming by.
Well, and they started honking.
Yeah.
They honk.
You're trying to do
yeah.
a stand-up or something, they're honking.
Yeah.
So that's the dangers of TV.
Well, just welcome.
And the cameras come out, and here they come, huh?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Well, and then I remember one. I was actually shooting something. This is a long time ago in L.A. And this guy came up to me. He says he puts his face in front of my camera. And says, "Do not put me on camera. You do not have my permission to put me on camera." And I go, "Dude, you walked up
you
to me,
yeah.
and I have a camera." And you know what? I'm sorry. Public, you're in the public. That's, you got a no reasonable expectation of privacy.
Wow.
But no, he was getting, he started getting, you know, he stalked, kind of like followed us around. It was weird.
We have, yeah. Did you ever meet Bob Walterscheid?
I don't think so.
Yeah. He was the guy who, produced the first Pizza Hut TV commercial.
Okay.
He passed away this past week.
Ah.
And, he was just, Ted and I knew him. Not very, very well, but enough to be around a delightful, fun guy. But he was actually involved in a great movie called King Kung Fu.
Really?
Yeah, it's right up there with Monster in the Closet.
Oh, yeah. What did he do in that?
Well, he just write it, produce it,
the producer,
direct
yeah.
it?
Yeah. yeah.
With locally
yeah,
done? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wow.
You've never seen? About the gorilla that climbs to the top of the Holiday Inn. Yeah.
Was it you in a suit?
It wasn't me.
No.
Now, were you in the film?
No.
Have you ever seen it?
I haven't.
I have a copy at home. I'll let you see it.
Okay. Is it on VHS?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They have it on DVD now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything's up to date.
Did it get? Did it make it to Cannes Film Festival?
No.
No.
It did not.
Okay.
Today is National Video Game Day, which, to me, if it's Video Game Day, why the heck is Jad even here, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
He should be off doing his thing.
That is a fantastic question. I've been asking myself that for over three hours now.
Yeah. Video games originated around 1940, according to my copy here. The video game industry is an $18 billion industry, constantly churning out new favorites for all ages.
The term video game encompasses all kinds of digital games, from old school Mario games to hot new VR ones like Beat Saber. You know about Beat Saber?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I suck at it. I'm not very good at Beat Saber.
Beat Saber. Is that Schrute? What's his name? Schrute Farms Dwight from The Schrute. Office? Yeah. Dwight Schrute's
Dwight Schrute.
Beat Saber?
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. We had video games. My grandkids came along, and their parents got the Wii. Actually, we got the Wii.
Yeah.
The console. And I spent a lot of time with my little grandsons and daughters playing video bowling, and that was a lot of fun.
We had have you gotten the latest version of Pong yet?
No.
I think Pong was the first. Yeah, boop, 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 boop. That was the first one. Remember, you'd try to play it with your arrows on your computer, on your keyboard.
Yeah. Oh, they've come along. I'll tell you what, they've come a long way here in just the past 20 years or so. A lot of improvements.
Yeah.
So there you go. National Video Game Day. And like I said, I don't know why Jad's here.
I'm sure he'll be celebrating later.
Yeah, he's going to bake himself a cake later on. There you go.
I won't have time. I'll be too busy playing video games. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. We'll see you back here on Monday, sir.
I will be here.
All right. Coming up, the search for Charlie Kirk's killer continues. We've got the news at the top of the hour. Two people hospitalized after a motorcycle Jeep crash in southeast Wichita and a fatal accident in Kechai this morning. It's on the way in the 7 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.